Good morning and welcome to a 1001 Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director at Red River Radio. And joining me this morning is Gene Moon, the director of orchestras at Stephen F. Austin State University, and also the artistic director of the George and Peggy Schmidbauer Piano Competition, going into its fifth year this year. This competition will be taking place this Saturday and Sunday on the campus of Stephen F. Austin State University. Gene, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Can you tell me a little bit about the competition? You have both a junior and a senior level competition going on this weekend. And tell me when those are going to be taking place.
The junior division and the senior division semifinal round will occur concurrently on Saturday. And the semifinal round begins at 9 a.m. It'll conclude around 3 p.m. And each competitor plays in a 30-minute block. The junior division has to play or come prepared with two sonata movements. One of the sonata movements must be by Schubert, Beethoven, Mozart, or Haydn. The other sonata movement is at their own choice. Chopin, could be 20th century, whatever they choose. They must also prepare one Chopin etude and then one second virtuosic work.
How about for the senior division? What are their requirements?
The senior division prepares one complete concerto from our prescribed list, and that's available on the website, and it shows what concertos they may choose from. And then they prepare a secondary work like a toccata or some other virtuosic work as well.
With the concerto, they'll have a second pianist there performing basically the orchestral parts.
Yes, we have two of our SFA staff accompanists who serve as competition accompanists, and they spend the day on Friday rehearsing with our competitors as they come into town, and they perform with them during their semifinal round on Saturday.
Now, this year is a piano year. You alternate, as I understand it, between strings and piano. And so next year, we can look forward to a lot of cellists and violinists and violists coming up there and showing off their talent.
Absolutely.
Now, the semifinals are going to be on Saturday.
Yes. The judges will choose three finalists from the semifinal round, and those three junior division finalists will perform that evening on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. in Cole Hall. And then the senior division will also have three finalists chosen, and they will perform Sunday afternoon at 2:30 p.m. in Cole Hall as well. We have a lot of our regional talent. You know, we have Houston and Dallas competitors, and they also come from New York, from California. And we actually have one junior level competitor flying in from South Korea. And this is not only his first American competition, this is his first time in the United States ever. And he's traveling alone. And so it's a pretty epic moment for him. And so we're excited to receive him and really give him a warm welcome to the United States and a warm welcome to Nacogdoches and East Texas.
Can you tell me about some of the past winners and where they've gone on to?
Sure. Our very first winner was Kwan Yi, pianist that studied at Curtis. And he has developed a great career, continues to concertize. I found maybe a couple years ago there was this interesting smartphone commercial. I don't know if you saw, but there was a grand piano and the keys were made of smartphones. And the pianist would play the smartphones, and it was an advertisement for Verizon or something. I didn't know, but that was Kwan Yi.
Oh, wow.
Shortly after he won our competition. That was neat. Our first string winner is a violinist by the name of Benjamin Beilman, who's made an enormous name for himself. Fantastic violinist. And he's also concertizing. And then we had our second piano winner, which is Sunat Park from Juilliard. And then our most recent winner is Ying Fu. And he's a violinist from Rice University, who is currently now landed a position in the first violin section of the Cleveland Orchestra, which is pretty amazing. And so he'll be here actually in April. He's performing April 3rd with the SFA Orchestra as Baylius Violin Concerto.
So a return engagement for him.
Right.
And this competition offers an opportunity for a lot of people to go on and establish some very distinguished careers.
Absolutely.
And so you have 8 competitors in the junior competition, and then the other 10 in the senior competition. And the junior competition is really basically high school age, correct?
Pretty much, yes.
And then the senior competition, those who are, you know, high school and above pursuing their collegiate degrees or postgraduate work.
Yes, yes.
All right. Give us all the details, where it's at.
Yes, this is all occurring on the campus of Stephen F. Austin State University. And it's in the School of Music in Cole Concert Hall and Turner Auditorium. The semifinal round, since it's 2 divisions, the junior division will be in Turner Auditorium and the senior division will be in Cole Hall. And then the final rounds for both divisions will occur in Cole Hall.
All right. Gene, I want to thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much.
For Red River Radio, this has been a 1001 Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett.